Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on... I keep doing this. It's supposed to be out on the 28th or the 29th of November. It's actually the 28th. I'm sure you'll get over it, guys, there at home with figuring out the old chronological order of shit. All right. What we usually do, we usually menstruate. We usually menstruate and then we mention our sponsors, which are beer52.com, as always, the one and only sponsor of the General Banter Podcast. Banter and beer, what more do you want? Huh? Crisps, maybe? Beer 52 is a craft beer subscription service. So if you're tired of drinking 300 tins of fizzy pish, and you'd rather just get a box of delicious, rare, just expensive, luxurious beers to your door every month, without having to do anything. The Netflix of beer. You know, you pay your monthly subscription and bang, there it is at your door. Delicious. Mmm. The only reason, of course, that I allow it to be a sponsor in this show is if the listeners get some sort of kickback, which is, of course, if you use the code BANTER10, you get £10 off your first box of beer. So you do, oh my God. BANTER10, BANTER, and 10. BANTER10. Get you £10 off your first order, and then you can get beer to your house every month without even thinking about it. You know, rare beers, themed beers. What's the theme this munch? Jesus Christ, am I... what's wrong, mate? You'd think I'd had a few beers at this point. Have I had too many beers? Let me sip this. Well, it's not beer, it's tea. Hold on. Oh, that is rotten. God almighty. You know, as you know, sorry, let's get back to that one more time. Beer52.com, if you want subscription craft beer to your house, bro, every month, get involved. And then it also benefits this podcast. If you're like, I like beer, I like Colin's podcast, you know, how can I somehow repay him for all the hours of shite that he's talked? I'm sure it was really hard for him. Just get yourself some beer, you know. I'm not asking you to, you know, fax me money or anything, but just get the beer. They'll sort me out, don't even worry about it. As you know, I'm beyond a month now, I think, of caffeine-free. So right now I'm drinking some sort of berry, you know, Tetley's Boost shite. It's probably full of caffeine. You know, it's one of those things. You're like, I stopped eating fats, but now I just eat butter. Or like, I've stopped eating butter, but now I just, you know, instead of for breakfast, instead of having two bits of bacon and an egg, now I just have four bowls of Crunchy Nut. You're like, I know it's not fat, but it is mainly sugar, you fat bitch, Teresa. So I'm on the... Oh my God, that's so rank. Some sort of berry tea there. Yeah, B6 boost. Help fatigue. It's probably full of caffeine. I'll probably be off my tits in a wee minute. Fizzy. So there you have it, guys. Is that impressive? And here's the other thing. I mean, I drank... You're talking like 3 days ago. I drank three nights in a row. Nothing crazy, you know? Nothing too crazy, okay? But do you ever just... I've done this before in my life. Whenever I used to smoke, I got to a certain point. just like a certain day, and I just went, do you know what? That's enough for me. And I just stopped that day, and I'm getting a similar feeling. I did get a similar feeling with coffee, where it was just like, I've had 19 coffees today. I can't stay awake. I can't go to sleep. I'm just in the middle, kind of going, bleh. And I went, that, I think, is enough coffee for me. Okay? And I'll be honest with you, I'm starting to get there with alcohol as well. I just get bored of shit, where I'm just like, this is kind of like a chore. And now you're probably going, Colin, most people, you know, don't look at drinking as some sort of, you know, mental test. And neither do I. But when you do my line of work, it's far too easy just to be like, yeah, I can put that off till tomorrow and we'll drink tonight. You know, your mate comes down, you're like, yeah, let's scrap everything we're going to do and drink. But see, at the minute, I'm just like, and every time I drink, I'm like, that's an obstruction that stands in the way of other cool shit. So I'm just going to fucking stop that, I think, too. Is this turning into therapy for me? Just therapy by myself, talking in a room. What I'm drinking right now tastes like someone put a spoonful of jam into just warm water. And I'm trying to drink that, you know. Do I wish it was like a cappuccino with an extra shot in it? Yeah, fucking right I do. But then, I don't know if it would benefit this podcast or not. Go back 4 weeks plus and see if the podcast was any better when I was absolutely fucking reeled off my tits on coffee. Full pot for the big lad. Big style. So that's where I'm at. I'm doing a podcast in my wee office here, where I normally do it. This is the last week where I'm actually standing up right now. But I don't know. I'm having a full overhaul of how I do shit. Stop drinking coffee. Next, I'll be doing yoga next. You know what I mean? I'll be going on weekends away where you like lick trees and be like, I am one with nature. But it is getting to the point where I'm just like, I'm sick of drinking too much coffee. I'm sick of drinking, feeling like shit. You know, trying to work out in the middle of all that, you're like, you know, fucking, you know, you're doing a workout, whatever. But if you're just eating shit and drinking after that, then it's not going to do any fucking good. So we're doing a full overhaul, guys. No coffee, which I'm fine with. I'm totally over it now. You know, I find myself in the tea aisle going, what the fuck is the chamomile? What is chamomile? Chamomile? What the fuck is a chamomile? Some sort of berry or something. Fetch me a punnet of chamomiles. You fucking chode. let me extend this microphone a wee bit. That's what she said, mate. I know. Hopefully this isn't creating too much creaky noise around my handle, but I can't be arse sitting down. The point I'm getting to here is, guys, there's a lot of time spent drinking coffee, eating shit, sitting at a table, trying to edit videos. And for months now, I've been like, I read somewhere that you could get these standing desks. And I was like, I think I would like that. Because sometimes I find myself trying to find like a worktop or something like that that's a wee bit higher. And it means you can sit at it and on a stool or something. And you can go between sitting and standing just with no effort whatsoever. And then I looked these tables up and I was like, oh, $3,000 for a table. Which if I was a professional draftsman, you know, working in a fucking architect place, which they probably don't even draw anymore. But if, I don't know, there's no way you're spending fucking $3,000 on a table. Suck my dick. So then I thought, I'll just take the table I have and I'll extend it. Okay. I'll extend it a bit higher so that I can stand at the desk and work. Right. And the reason I'm doing all this is because I read somewhere they were like, yeah, apparently sitting at your desk for a certain amount of hours a day is the equivalent of smoking like fucking 30 fags a day. If you're talking about bad circulation and blood pressure. And I was like, right, okay. That's probably why there's times where I've sat at a desk editing a video and then you stand up after fucking 6 hours and go, oh, I feel like shit. I feel like I don't have the energy to do anything, even though all I did was sit and stare at a fucking screen there. So anyway, I looked further into it. I was like, I'm gonna fucking bump this desk up. I'm gonna stand at this desk and work. Get myself a nice high stool, like a bar stool. It'll be more like being at a bar, you know? Which is dangerous again when you're sort of telling yourself you don't want to drink beer. You're like, if I'm standing at something that feels like a bar, surely I should be sucking the tits off a pint right now. Which is, you know, is the technical term. You know, if you went to like the head of, you know, Carlsberg or something, he'd be like, yeah, I'd like to suck the tits off the pint. That's what this first the first sip of a pint should be called. Mate, have you drank a pint, the tits off it yet? I don't know. I'm talking shit. So anyway, after looking at the 3 grand table and everything, I was like, right, I'm not going to raise this table up. That's too much DIY. The place will be a fucking... And, you know, it's one of those things. You get one shot at it, and if you fuck it up, you're like, okay, now I just have the top of the desk, which I'm sure I can set on the floor and lie on my belly like a wee kid doing a colouring in. Anyway, of course, I went on Amazon.com, which I would love... See, if Amazon sponsored this podcast, I would be like, fair play to you, Amazon. I went on Amazon, I was like, listen, it couldn't be the only cunt who thought of a standing desk. So I looked it up, standing desk, of course, there's tons and tons of shit, more 3 grand tables, then there was other units and they were like £800. Then some fucking genius has just went, listen guys, I see what you're trying to do, you're trying to make tables that you fucking stand at, right? And you've went way over the top, you've went, listen, let me build you a full fucking like mad piece of machinery here. And then some other mad bastards just come in and went, not to talk, probably from just Ballymoney or something. Like, no fucking, am I Ballocks fucking paying that for a fucking table just to stand? Sure, I could stand anywhere. And then he went, stand anywhere, you say? And he's basically got 3 bits of metal that fold down that has a table on the top of it, which goes on top of your own table. So if you need to, you can just sit down or... You can put this thing on your table, which allows you to, like, stand up. It's got a mouse pad. And you can get the fuck with your 3 grand tables there, by. Fucking unreal. So I can't wait till that gets here. I'm going to be just standing up, editing, doing a podcast at the same time. Just looking like I'm preaching. That's it. Is that what I bought? Did I just buy a pulpit? Is that what that's called? Google.com. I swear to God, if any buttons are going to break in this computer, it's going to be G-O-G-L-N-E. I've hammered the shit out of Google. Pulpit? I like the pulpit. I like the... Oh my God. A raised enclosed platform in a church or chapel from which the preacher delivers a sermon. Amen, motherfucker! That'll be me. On the pulpit! That way, if I was a priest or something, which I don't know why anyone's a priest... I mean, I'll tell you why most people are priests in Ireland, because they're gay and they can't fucking tell their parents. And then they're like, well, I guess I'll just be a priest then. And they're like, well, fucking sure you will. Don't be going out there telling other human beings that you like to frolic with the same type of human being as yourself. Why don't you fucking fuck little boys instead secretly in the church? Christ almighty.
Essentially what I've ordered is like a pulpit. So I'll just be standing there, all that shit in front of me, doing me clicks. And I know what'll happen. I'll probably still spend most of my time sat on my arse on a chair. But what you want to do is, if you're going to sit down, take the sit down as the little rest, you know, stand for 50 minutes and then go, I'm going to sit for 10 here, you know, drink a fucking berry tea like I'm someone's fucking auntie on the menopause.
Do you want a coffee, Patricia? Do you have a berry tea? Coffee makes me real sweaty. All right, I'll get you a berry tea there. You fucking wub.
Mm-hmm. Actually put honey in that one. Not loads, just a wee bit. Oh my God, it tastes like shit. It's weird because that's an expensive berry tea. Right? If you bought that, because it's like a berry, you're like, having a berry tea, are you? Whereas if that was like, you know, a glass of Ribena that you just left near a fucking radiator and then you drank it, you'd be like, poof! And I've no doubt that the fucking Ribena in a cup tastes better than this shit. You know, the Ribena warm probably, in fact, I've heard people drink Ribena warm, probably mental cases, but that would be tastier than what I'm drinking. But because they're like, oh no, it's a special blend tea, you know, you have to pay fucking £4 a box for it. Suck my fucking Tetley tea bags. Gross. That's the standing desk covered. Check out the banter of me this week. Generalbanter.com. It's funny I should say that. We are launching at generalbanter.com. Don't know if I should have mentioned that or not, but it's going to be the home of everything banter. And the General Banter Facebook page, which you should definitely give a like, is about to go ham, which is crazy talk for hard as a motherfucker, okay? just expect it to be the home of all things just funny. And not like, you know, it's like, we're going to do, oh, here's a picture of a fucking something. And then you go, this is what it's like when, just shit memes, you know, trying to stay away from that. We're basically going to make Viceland. Well, not necessarily. Sorry, I'm fucking around with this thing here to try and make it work. Here we go, chum, that's it. It's just going to be, it's going to be full of cool shit, hopefully. And hopefully the rest of the lads who I haven't yet to speak to maybe have things that they can contribute to it, just so that it makes it more exciting to be on. While I'm standing here at my fucking pulpit. I like to pulpit, pulpit. I like to pulpit, pulpit. That's my favourite song forever now. ColinGeddes.com, which was my site where I sold my t-shirts, is no longer there. Where the fuck is my little page of shit? Bro? Oh, guys, we're having a meltdown here in the office. The berry tea has gone to my tits, and I've lost all my little pages of information. There we go. That was interesting listening, wasn't it? I tell you what, because I've been working on that all week, fairly fucking shitty week, to be honest. Haven't done much. Filmed with our good friend Connor Begley. Whatever day that was. Thursday, maybe. Edited a video that's for like a council sort of littering campaign thing. Which is funny. I think it's funny. It's about the third attempt of me trying to make videos for them. And this one should be somewhere where it needs to be. And here's a bit of advice for you kids, okay? Never try and be anything that you're not, alright? And I don't know who said that first. Probably Jay-Z, alright, kids? Because if anyone's asked you to do a thing, it's because they want you to do it the way you would do it. Okay? Sometimes I get asked to do things and I have these ideas where I'm like, this would be great, and you end up trying them. And they have a different thing in their mind, and they go, Colin, that's not why we asked you to make this. Put your own little shitty twist on it, okay? Don't be trying to act like you're professional. Make a shitty video the way you would normally make your shitty videos, Colin, and we will be happy enough to take that. So that's what I've learned, you know? Not just my words, also the words and thoughts of my man Skepta. You know, you can't try and make stuff to please other people. Make it the way you would make it, guys, and other people will buy it. If you book them, I will come. Someone's gonna come anyway. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Skepta, Arma Khan, the boy wonder, head of 1,000 men. They would definitely worship him if that was back in the day, wouldn't they?
The wise one. The wise one with enormous brain. What have you got to tell us today?
Have you heard, fucking Tyler, the Creator's new EP? It's fucking deadly, hey.
But he basically phoned me the other week. He's like, I've got an offer for you. Do you want to go to see Skepta? And I was like, of course I do. And he goes, cool, it's next weekend. You go to London. And I was like, listen, bro, I've got to pay for some things coming up, so I don't really want to spend fucking £1,000 going to London for the night, as much as I love Skepta, but I'm afraid it can't happen. Which is annoying, because it would have been class to go, just not right now. Many times, I know there's one of those things where you're like, oh, you should spend your money on experiences, not things. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm 30 as fuck, okay? So watching Skepta on a YouTube video is about as appealing to me as going to see him live, you know? Sitting here with a berry tea on my fucking period. I love the way people say that. Like, you're on your period? Like it's a fucking, you know, like it's a put-down. You're on your period, mate? This is the most feminist thing I'm ever going to say. See, about 3 months into having periods, I'd kill myself. Fair play to you girls for fucking hanging in there. Every fucking time, I'd be like, Jesus Christ. Like, It would just drive me mad. I'd be like, the torture of this, I can't deal with it. You know? And just put some fucking, just put 14 paracetamol into my, like 14 would kill me, 14 packets of paracetamol into my berry tea. And just get absolutely wiped. Seriously? Honest to God. It's like one of those things, you know, this is a really awful thing to say, but if you were born with a terrible ailment, for example, blindness, okay? If you were visually impaired to the point where you couldn't see anything, your life would adapt, wouldn't it? Your life would adapt to that. Your other senses would heighten like fucking Daredevil, and, you know, you would be able to live life. But if you all of a sudden became blind at the age of, say, 41, there's a lot of people who probably couldn't deal with that. And they probably maybe do horrible things themselves. I'd be the same with a period. You know, if I was a grown man and just got a period now at the age of 30, I would be like, why have I been lumbered with this burden? This terrible curse the rest of my life. I shall bleed. And I hate shopping, so see, having to go shopping just for extra products that you don't need. Fuck that. I can see why women crack up so much that they cost money, but here. Try buying razors. Oh, that's right, you do. You don't get it easy at all, women, do you? Just bleeding and shaving all month. Unreal. I don't know where that was going or why I even ended up fucking talking about it there. Oh yeah, just my boy R. McCann inviting me to go see Skepta, and I had to fucking say no. Absolutely gutted. So nothing has really. Oh Jesus, what am I doing with this stand? Why do I have to keep changing this shit? By the way, a bit of news for you. I'm gonna break it to you now. This piece of equipment that I'm recording on now, I'm gonna have to order a new bit. Because Mickey Bartlett, the King of Lurgan, has decided around 5 years after I mentioned it to him that he is going to do a podcast. And I said, good timing, bro, because I'm going to sell this sound recorder and buy a new one. And if you would like this one, I'll sell it to you. So he's going to start a podcast. And of course, he straight away is like, I'm just going to interview all my famous friends. And I went, cool. Cool, 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 cool. You and Keelty on a fucking yacht somewhere, tongue-kissing each other, shitters. You go for it. You two blonde fucking assholes. So look forward to that. The rest of my week, anyway, has been fairly tame. Filmed a bit. You know, it's been fucking pissing down, just lighting fires. I mean, there's nothing better than a fire in your fucking living room. You know, that you've lit deliberately. You know, no one falls asleep with a cigarette in their hand and it goes on fire and they're like, oh my god, winter is here. Our Jared has finally fallen asleep and burnt the fucking couch. Oh my god, sorry, this thing is all over the place. Yeah, just fire. And I think that, do you know what? Someone bought me, it was Begley. My friend Begley bought me some delicious whiskey there for my birthday. And it's just far too easy to drink. The Jameson's Cask Mates. Which is delicious, but, you know, you have fucking 3-4 of them by the fire, and you're like, did somebody sneak in here and drink half a bottle of whiskey? And you're like, no, it was just me. And then you wake up the next day, you know, you haven't drank 20 beers, so you don't feel that shit, but you're definitely like, definitely not sober quite yet. And that happened about 3 nights in a row. And then I think the day after that, I was just like, I'm done. I am fucking done. Like, there's no need for me to have 3 mild hangovers for 3 days there. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't do anything of any interest. Just drinking. Just bullshit. So that's it. Just sat there. We realised that girlfriend Wayne's dad had said to us that he accidentally signed up for Amazon Prime. And that they had Amazon whatever the fucking TV, Amazon Prime TV, is that what it's called? Amazon fucking whatever. And they were like, oh, we've had that for ages and no one fucking even knew. So we stole his password immediately and we started watching The Fall, which is something I've never really even watched.
And it was one of those things. There's so many shows called The Fall and The Fucking Killing and The Hunting and The Fucking all that shit. There's The Something. So many of those shows that I was like, I wasn't even aware that it was shot here or in Belfast, or didn't know it was Jamie Dornan from fucking 50 Shades of Dick. I didn't know it was him. I didn't know it was anything to do with here. So I was like, gradually I found out. I was, you know, I mainly find out the way I find out most of my information, which is comedians start doing material about it. So someone started talking about The Fall, and I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't know that was shot here. And so anyway, we start watching it, and I was just thinking to myself, like, does Jamie Dornan, has he played any roles where he himself doesn't require fucking therapy after it? How many meetings has he went into? And they're like, he's like, so what do you want me to play now? By the way, he falls into that category of like Ryan Gosling. It's like, you're hot, but could you fucking learn how to speak? And that's rich coming from me, because I fucking stumble over words, forget where I am in sentences, and just start talking about something else. Completely forget words altogether, you know? Talk for too long till I run out of breath, like some sort of fat bitch. But yeah, he talks weird, doesn't he? I know he's from here, and you know, no one talks normally, but he's got that fucking, I don't know, I can't even do it. He's just got that weird, like, blah, 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 blah. I haven't even seen 50 Shades of Dick, but I would watch it. But like, he must just go into these pitch meetings, and they're like, Jamie, we see that you've got a lovely six pack, you're in great nick. Now, got a role for you. And he's like, great, I'm really excited. And they're like, you have to play, wait for it, a rapey weirdo. And he's like, is that the same thing I played in The Fall? And they're like, yeah. Only this guy's not a grief counsellor, okay? This guy is a millionaire who wants to basically legally rape one girl. Okay, in the last thing I was in, I basically illegally raped people. Yep, same thing. Okay, except this time you'll be wearing a suit. And, you know, you get to just hammer a dildo into her asshole with a mallet. How do you feel about that? Well, okay then. The Fall is it sounds like hack material, but the only reason I'm watching it is because you get to go, oh, look, I've been there. Oh, look, there you go. I've been there too. But it's good. Apart from that, you know, Gillian Anderson's in it there. Either Mulder or Scully. Can't remember what one she is. It's just weird shit, you know? You know, you're watching it, and then the next minute you're like, oh my god, that's a dead baby, you know? Oh my god, what's going on here? Oh, it's Mulder or Scully is just getting fucking rattled in a hotel room in the Hilton, which is where my sister used to work, and she was like, they were trying to get her to be a barmaid in one of the scenes. And I was like, definitely do that, you fucking idiot. She's like, nah, I had to go home. I was like, what? Either Mulder or Scully's up there just getting a fucking thick one laid in her. Gadoosh. Fucking X-Files in the background. But it's good. I can get into it. I mean, the amount of series that have slipped by that girlfriend Maureen has watched start to fucking finish. Once Upon a Time. You know? That one. Shite. I just could not fucking get into it. I watched one episode and it was like, the makeup on this, which is such a diva thing to say, the makeup is absolutely shocking, but it looked like a fucking P5 play. Oh, look at me, I'm Robin Hood or something. You're like, fuck up, mate. No, you're not. I'm fucking Rumpelstiltskins. Mm-hmm. Whatever, Robert. She watched Narcos. I couldn't really fucking get into Narcos, which is a disgrace probably to certain listeners. It's just a pile of shit I couldn't get into. And then The Fall, I'm like, I'm on board with this. You know, maybe we might see Dornan Dick, and he's a creeper, so it's fun. So that's mainly what my week consisted of just watching that shit over and over again. I'm so late to every party, you know. I'm like the guy who turns around and like, bro, do you know that there is a device that can hold all of your songs? And they're like, an iPod? And you're like, shh, 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 shh.
Keep that to yourself, all right? I don't want the world catching on to the fact that I can just put thousands of songs in this wee box and all you dickheads are walking around with your compact disc Walkmans.
No, Colin, we're actually... In fact, everyone's iPod is in their phone now. Their phone actually has the iPod in it. So not a lot of people actually have iPods.
What? Jesus. Guys, forget all that. Let them have their iPods. There is a thing called broadband, all right? You don't have to wait with all the screechy noises while a picture loads of a man being fucked by a horse, okay? You can basically click it and watch the full video immediately.
Oh, you mean this video of the guy getting fucked by a horse? That I'll just show you on my phone. That's basically the size of a fucking laptop. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, man. All right. Okay. Here's another one for you, right? Do you know the way your car is full of maps?
Nope.
Yeah, you know the way your glove box is full of stacks and stacks of maps? No, not at all.
Well, never mind. Anyway, there is a thing called a TomTom, all right? There's a TomTom, and it'll tell you...
Like Google Maps on my phone? Oh, fuck you!
What are you, from the future, you fucking freak? Late to the party, Geddes, that's me.
Guys, have you... Here. Hey, have you heard of planking? Aye. Never mind your mannequin challenges. It's me, I'll just lie across this traffic cone. What an absolute gas I am, swear to God.
That mannequin challenge is funny, isn't it? You know, I've seen some good ones. It's alright. It's like every internet sort of trend, it just gets hammered to death, doesn't it? You know, you see some good ones, you see some shit ones. This one doesn't even have a fucking purpose, you know? At least the ice bucket thing, even though nobody did it, they were trying to raise money for JLS and... or motor neurons disease, which is one of the most fucking hateful things in the world. But most people were just like, oh my god, our teeth are fucking bucket ice render, and our nips get a cut glass. How much money did you raise?
Fuck off, I'm not giving money to JLS, and all broke up on their own accord. Get the fuck out of my life.
What the fuck am I talking about here? I'm all over the place. I might shoot a mannequin challenge for the crack. And it's basically, the camera comes in the room, no one's in the room, goes around the room, still no one there, goes upstairs, goes in a bedroom, and I'm just completely naked, fucking a mannequin. I don't know what the challenge part of it is. Trying out the jizz or my sexy body. Let's talk some news real quick. Castro, my boy Fidel Castro, died, and it was one of those... Oh shit, was he still alive? Moments. Basically, you know, just... I mean, I wish I could tell you more about him, to be honest. He didn't look great at the end there. He's wearing a shirt that looks like I owned it and a fucking Adidas top. Looking like a packet of dead shit. He does not look well there. Getting old's terrible, isn't it? I mean, fair play to the run he had after chugging so many fucking cigars. His lungs must have been just like two old rotten potatoes. Again, I think he's one of those. Let me just look something up. Che
Guevara original.
He's one of those dudes where it's like, you know, some people think he's a fucking hero, and then other people think he's just a murderous dictator. I don't really know enough about it to comment, which, you know, let's face it, is no surprise coming from a fucking moron like me. But he's dead anyway, and anyone that's into the Ra, we're like, good lad, Fidel. You love it. On other news... speaking of challenges, actually, there was a new one. There was the mannequin challenge, and then there was the sweatpants challenge, which is if you wear a thin pair of sweatpants, and then you work yourself up a full steaming erection, and then you basically be like, you know, just let it go sideways under your things, and you're like, here, check out my dick, all right? This is the sweatpan challenge. You fucking get a hard on and show everyone your dick through your trousers, which I'm pretty sure the game, the rapper started, didn't he? He's wearing like cycling shorts, just like, listen, check out the fucking pork fillet I'm dealing with over here. And that's a new thing now. And apparently there were some girls being like, this is a challenge, why is no one doing it? Why is no one showing everyone the size and breadth of their dick? So, I don't know. I think fellas would do it just in fear of being ridiculed, you know what I mean? You knock up a root and then stick your dick out and everyone's like, here, you're supposed to do that with an erection. And you're like, fuck you, all right? This it. You can make fun of the size of my dick, Patricia, the day you can get it all in your fucking mouth, you goddamn hoe. And he's like, that is no way to speak to your mother. Weird one. Weird. I mean, what's the girl's equivalent? Like, free the nipple? Was that one of them? Look at me, I'm a feminist. Here's my nips. No one's complaining. No one's complaining that they don't want to see titties. Okay? No one's like, ugh, look at her nipple. Everyone's just like, isn't breastfeeding disgusting, though? Yeah, that's what dudes are doing. They're going like, this is what dudes are really thinking. Anyone that opposes public breastfeeding. Fellas are going, I want to see tits, right? But I don't want to have to stare at them while your baby is there. Because I don't want to be called a creep. Get the baby out of the road and then be all free the nipple. And I will just fucking stare at them like I'm trying to telepathically move them with my mind. It's not that I disagree with public breastfeeding. It's just that I cannot properly ogle the norks if the baby's head happens to be in the way, okay? So if you're going to release a tit into the wild, I would like full just view of the tits, okay? Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Thank you. Thank you for your time. So there you go, sweatpan challenge. What's the girl equivalent? Moose knuckle shuffle. You know, just wet your fucking pants, you know, drive them right up into your cleft there. I don't know. We're spitballing here, guys. It's late at night, and I really shouldn't have brought that up in the first place, to be honest. Finally, in the news, old Kanye West, he's lost his mind. And I'll be honest with you, Kanye, I feel your pain, you know, trying to juggle all the things at once, bro, you know, mainly your wife's tits and ass. And you probably lost your mind, which is fine. I do feel sorry for Kanye West, you know. Did he not pay for his ma to have a boob job and she died on the fucking table? You would lose your mind a bit, like, wouldn't you? But, you know, I'm sure he sold enough trainers to get over that shit. Put my dick in your mouth! On sight! That did not do anything for my throat there, which I'm convinced has had tonsillitis for about 2 weeks now. Falling apart, guys. Falling apart. Yeah, Kanye West falling apart too. I don't know. Without sounding like a Kanye sympathizer, I feel like he's misunderstood. I don't think people understand what it would be like to be that fucking driven and focused and talented. You know, some guy on the shitter at work on his phone just being like, he's a fucking lunatic, his wife and her money and all, and he's still giving fucking yapping. I just don't think you understand the crack, sir. Let's get on to some questions, all right? Shall we? Let's get on to some questions on the old Facebook and Twitter. Let me just hit... I can't believe this is working down here. Jesus Christ, the night. Okay, here we go. Neil Sedgwick from Twitter. What time are we at here, guys? 38 minutes. Favourite and least favourite thing about Christmas? Favourite thing about Christmas is, you know, it is obviously just seeing everybody, isn't it? But secondly, ham. Big fan of ham. Give me as much ham as you can get your hands on. I do like cooking for Christmas. I just like, yeah, it's good. I don't really give a shit about presents or any of that shit, but yeah, just having a big dinner is good, isn't it? You know, some cunt might buy you new socks and you're like, praise the fucking Lord, how many times have I forgot to buy socks? I actually bought socks the other week. There's a bit of news for you. It's a thrill, you know what I mean? It's like, there aren't too many things more satisfying than putting on new socks. Unless someone was sucking your dick! Worst thing about... favourite and least favourite thing about Christmas? Least favourite thing... My least favourite thing is when somebody gets you something, right? Or my least favourite thing is the... how would I describe that? Like, the obligation to buy presents. Because sometimes... And I actually don't mind buying presents for someone who probably you shouldn't have or whatever. But it's when you get presents from people, you're like, you know, why would you not talk? Or why would you not be in contact or whatever all fucking year, but you're still buying presents for people? You know, that drives me a bit fucking mad. It's just the obligation and the shame around maybe not buying a gift or something. You should be buying gifts for your immediate people that you give a shit about, like, about... And then everyone else is like, go fuck yourself, you know? I'm not buying you a Lynx fucking box set just to be like, there you go, mate. I only bought you this because we're coming around your house for fucking 5 minutes. Saying that, I will take all and any Lynx box sets. Thoughts on Frankie Boyle, and that's from Paul Lowry. Mike Lowry. Yeah, Frankie Boyle's class. His jokes are good, he's a very intelligent guy, any bit of writing that he does is usually very good, very smart, all that shit. I mean, his stand-up is kind of... but saying that, I can't really watch anyone's fucking stand-up. There's something about the way he delivers a joke, and it's just the way he delivers every joke. Sometimes you would like to... I don't know, sometimes I prefer a wee bit of material, rather than just... joke after joke after joke, but he is a beast, yeah, complete beast. Walked past him one day in Scotland, and I was just like, that's Frankie Boyle, and he literally looks like he just shot heroin up and was just walking along the street, but fair play to him. Alexandra McG95, reading out the full handle, get her followed. You consider yourself a pretty decent chef? Listen, not the only one. Many others would consider me a decent chef. Some would consider me a very, very good chef. By the sounds of things. But how are you at baking? Absolutely shit. And it's not for want of trying. No, it is for want of trying. Listen, I don't bake anything, okay? I used to watch cooking programs and they'd be like, this is our pastry chef. And you're like, why the fuck do you need it? Why can't you just make your own fucking desserts? And now I realise baking is a whole different fucking thing. Far more measurements. Very specific. There's like a science to it. I'm not good at it at all. I don't even know if I've ever baked anything. I don't even like putting things in the oven and waiting for them. You know, anything I cook it like one of those Chinese chefs would have. Do you ever see those things where they've got a wok? And then beneath it looks like a fucking jet engine. And it's just like... I don't know what the pressure of the fucking gas coming out of it is. But it's like... unbelievable. Just... I'm surprised the cooker doesn't lift off the floor. That's the way I cook. You know what I mean? Maximum heat. Cook it quick. Unless I'm making like a fucking... some sort of large piece of meat. And you have to slow cook it. Or some sort of... bolognese. Or some sort of chili. But no. Shit at bacon. I tell you what, girlfriend Maureen, she can bake, and she, the other day, tried to make, what the fuck was it? She tried to make banana bread, that was it, but she was making it, like, in a healthy way, so there wasn't as much shit in it, and butter, and she put some other ingredient in it that wasn't something, I can't remember, but she tried to make, like, a sort of, like, diet-friendly banana bread. And she said to me, she's like, oh, I think I fucked it up. And no, it's not that tasty. But
because it wasn't like really moist like a banana bread, it came out like almost like a fucking, it's hard to explain, like a wheaten bread or something. So the outside of it was really crusty, and but not burnt, just crusty. And then it was drier than a banana cake, banana bread would be. But I thought it was fucking incredible. I was like, I was cutting slices off it and fucking butter, or like toasting it and just putting jam on it and shit. I was like, this is fucking beaut. It was like, it was kind of normal. It was more like normal bread that was a wee bit sweet and tasted like bananas instead of like full sticky banana bread. It was unreal. I fucking loved it. Happy accident is what you call that. But getting back to it, no, I'm shit at baking. I do meat, all right? I do meat and no desserts, which would also be the name of my restaurant if I had one. No desserts, and there's just a fridge full of lollies on the way out. Do you want dessert? Have a fucking twister, you bastard. Mm. So there you go. Obviously, you have to address the champ giving up his title. UFC must have brought that army. Okay, so basically, for those who don't watch UFC, Conor McGregor was the featherweight champion. He then went up a weight class and won the lightweight belt. So he had two belts at one time. But because he hasn't went back and defended the featherweight belt, it has been relinquished. So he basically has to give the belt up just so that they can be an official champion at the featherweight weight class. So Jose Aldo, who he knocked out with one fucking punch, is now the official champion after winning the interim belt. So, it's weird. People are cracking up. I mean, the thing is, you can't really take anything away from McGregor, because it's like, he definitely was the champion at the one time. Both champions at one time. But I think people are just laughing at the fact that Aldo gets to be the champion without actually taking it off the guy that had the belt. But if he's not willing to fight, then whatever. I'm sure Aldo would love to fight McGregor, but it doesn't get more fucking decisive than that, does it really? You know, if you go five rounds and you have a fucking tight decision, have another rematch. They came out, do whatever you want, that's the start of the fight, have a fight. Goes for McGregor, steps to the side, knocks him out with one punch, so that's about as fucking decisive as it gets. You get knocked out, the fuck, so no rematch for you, sir. I wouldn't agree with a rematch straight away anyway, but there's not going to be one now anyway, so if I was McGregor and they were like, you have to fight him to keep this belt, I'd be like, nah. Why would I fight him? I hit him with one punch and he probably can't remember his fucking surname. Who gives a shit? Move on. He had his chance and he could do nothing. He literally could do nothing. It wasn't like we had a fight and he lost. He was like, no. He had the opportunity and he did nothing. So, what do you want me to tell you? I'm sorry for the amount of fucking around with this mic I'm doing. Mickey's going to buy this system off me and I'm going to go buy a new thing. So hopefully the sound will be greater again. Oh my god, this is bullshit. Sorry. So sorry about the noise. When will we see the re-emergence of Gary Henderson? There's actually a video in my mind I want to do at the minute, which is going to be a Gary Henderson video. Two eyes, of course it is. So that'll be funny. Do you keep ignoring this? Do you miss this wet look gel era? Is it okay if I wallpaper my house with this? So here's what's happened. Sean Carroll, right? I'm not ignoring it. I talked about it last week, you fucking idiot. There's a picture of me from when I was 16 with hair and no beard. And it's from a school yearbook type thing. And if you type Colin Geddes into Google, you'll find it. And he's like, you keep ignoring this? Do you miss this wet look gel era? Is it okay if I wallpaper me house with it? Mate, I don't really give a shit. I don't really give a shit about it. I mean, I hate when people go, oh my god, this is what you used to look like. And you're like, yeah, 14 fucking years ago. What do you want? Let's get a photo of you 14 years ago. See if you look as fucking sexy as you do now, you fucking knob. I mean, what's worrying me more is the photo's kind of pixelated and my teeth look like they're made out of bits of chewing gum. But other than that, so I'm not ignoring it. Type Colin Geddes into Google and you'll find it.
I told that story about my aunties, or, you know, it was my granny's sisters. And they're like, oh, Colin, when did your hair start falling out? And I was like, right, well, I'm 28 now, and you haven't seen me since I was 11. So somewhere in that range, okay, somewhere between 11 and 28, my hair fell out and I started shaving it. Is that all right? You fucking old bastard. I'd be like, don't let me drop kick them hips out. Mabel. there's two of them. They're called Mabel and Edith. I can't even fucking tell them apart, to be honest. Dwayne Pipe. What would be the chances of you getting on BBC NI's The Blame Game with top local comedians? Would really help, I think. It would really help who? Them or me? What would be the chances of you getting... I don't know what the chances. I mean, the guy, I know the guy who produces it, and I've never been asked, and I know a few lads have been asked to do the thing, but I probably wouldn't do it. You know, it's like, there's a thing the TV has that people think it has, that it's some sort of important thing, and you're like, it is. If it's real TV, you know, if you were going on, like, if you're getting your own program on Channel 4 on a fucking Friday night, that would matter. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're fucking, you know, being the guest comedian on a thing on BBC NI that's on at 11 at night, it doesn't matter a flying fuck. So I don't know what you mean by it would help. It would help me or the, I don't know. I probably wouldn't do it. I just couldn't be hold with it. Bob the Pounder, my main man. my main man, Bob the Pounder. Real life porn star. Unless I'm being trolled hard in the asshole right now. Still listen to the podcast. My boys at OC Modelling are going to hit London, Dublin, Belfast. Keep an eye out if you want the shot. Is that like, hey, do you want to... take a shot at being a fucking porn star, because nothing would lose you more business, Bob, than my fucking soda hole going up and down. And say some young things fucking post. Unless it was in Belfast and he's like, here bro, come on round, and I just get some vlog material, you know, just stand in the background. Full erect, doing my own sweatpant challenge in the background. Good man, Bob. Fucking stinks in here. Hoping a windy. Would you fuck up? That's the best clip on the internet at the minute. I don't know if I can find it right now because I don't know what to search for, but it was obviously some wee kid trying to get into like T13 for some rave thing, and he's like, excuse me, sir, when can we get in? And there's this old like security guard who's obviously sick of everybody's shit, and he just goes, will you fuck up, will you? Fuck up! And you're like, what a that is just beautiful. No one says that like someone, like an old man from Belfast. I love that. I love those old school slaggins. You know, like, you fuck up. There's a brilliant one, like, if anyone knows who Casey Neistat is, he's a vlogger. I think he may have quit recently, but he did a couple of vlogs in Belfast because he was at like a media thing. And, in his own vlog, he flies around New York on an electric skateboard, in and out of traffic, and it looks really cool, and he's in New York, and everything's badass. But he's in Belfast, and he's going down the fucking Boucher Road, and some taxi driver's like, you fucking stupid bastard! And you're like, that is beautiful. You know what I mean? No cleverness put into that at all. You ugly cunt! Brilliant. What are you like? This is Connor Curry on the Facebook questions right now. Let's rattle through these bitches. Daddy needs another berry tea up in this bitch. What were you like for buying Christmas presents? Get sorted early or running around looking on Christmas Eve? What am I like? I mean, here's what I do. Just buy it all on the fucking internet. I'm pretty good at, like, getting people presents, you know, where they've mentioned something months before or whatever, and I'm able to sort of cling on to that information, or I'm good at buying people things that I know they sort of would appreciate. I hate just buying shit for people, you know, like, I'd rather be like, listen, I'm not going to buy you this fucking pile of stupid shit, just wait until you want something, or we spend it on something exciting. You know, just buying people things for no reason, I think, is a bit senseless. Plus, just buy for the people that are immediate to you and you actually fucking like. You know, people go like, what about such and such's nephew? What do we get them? And you're like, you get them fuck all. They don't even know who you are. They think you're weird. And everyone's going to think that you're weird for buying them presents. So don't bother your fucking hope. You know? Oh, here, I haven't spoke to you in 8 months, mate. There's a bottle of whiskey. Fuck off. Ridiculous. It's madness. So I'll just, yeah, just know the people I want to get stuff for, and you know, just order it 2 weeks out on the internet, and that's you. Any chance of a gig in Derry? That's from Josh McFeely. The bar tent in Foyle Street around Foyle Street sound system was straight out of Strabane District Council, but it was still a good gig. Yeah, that was a fucking shit show. I mean, they always try and attach things to other things, so they're like, oh, it's Oktoberfest, this comedy would be good at this, and you're like, right, I'll do it, but I'm telling you right now, it's not good, it's not gonna be fucking good. So yeah, we're in talks for the Nerve Center, but I'll confirm a date. You'll know about it online. Keep an eye out on the Twitter, the Snapchat, the Instagram, the Facebook. Yeah, you'll know about it, but it will be happening. Thinking of getting a GoPro. This is from Jared Morton. Thinking of getting a GoPro. Which one do you get, and what? Which one did you get, and which? And what's your verdict on them? They're amazing. They are amazing. As an action camera, if you're buying the camera to do anything else, for example, like vlog, or you were going on a trip where you wanted to actually, you know, you actually wanted to fucking film some stuff with some audio and have it look nice and clear, get a different camera. Take the money you would spend on a GoPro and buy like a decent point and shoot. Because GoPro sound is a problem. So you get it in that little waterproof case, which if you're shooting outside or you're going to play music over it or you're shooting underwater or some shit, it's fine. You know, it's going to be secure. I bought a little skeleton case for the GoPro, which is like a little case that goes around it, and you can pick up on the audio and stuff, but the audio is not brilliant. But if you're, don't get me wrong, if you're using it to go fucking traveling or something and you're going to be jumping off boats and all that shit, definitely get one of those. But if it's just for like, you know, you want to film some stuff or whatever, just get your, you know, take the fucking 200 whatever quid you were going to spend on a GoPro and get like, you know, like a fucking Canon point and shoot or a Lumix point and shoot or something like that. Some of those wee ones, you can get ones for like 220 quid that shoot fucking 4K and all this stupid shit. Like, so I wouldn't get a GoPro unless you were doing some real GoPro shit with it. The one I have is a Hero 3, which I was actually, someone bought me that, which is a great fucking present. And it's been used a lot. I've used it to vlog, I've used it for different shit. If you want to go and see what a GoPro vlog looks like, type in the squad hit Rathlin, and I filmed the time we all went to Rathlin, and it was done on GoPro. But as you'll notice, the wind is a problem. It's a bit shaky because it's so small on the end of a stick. Don't get me wrong, they're fucking incredible. You know, if you can pick up some amazing shots just purely because you can attach this tiny camera to whatever the fuck you want. Get the full accessory kit for about 20 quid. The bra, the fucking head mount. But yeah, they're amazing if you're doing action type shit with it. If you want just a general camera, just get a general camera. So there you go, Jared. Dolores Gallagher. Thoughts on parents going overboard on presents for kids? I think it is a bit ridiculous. And you don't want... It's weird. It's hard to explain. you could, you know, if I was a parent, I think I talked about this before. I remember there's ones lived up my street and they were had a bit of money about them, and they got mad gifts for Christmas. Like, we would just go to their house on Christmas because they were getting all the cool shit. And, you know, they were getting fucking scramblers and all sorts of shit and fucking quads and pool tables. And the wee girl got a watch and the wee boy didn't. And he fucking gurned like a wee bitch because he didn't get a watch. And you're like, mate, you got, like, you know, like, really cool shit that you'd have fucking murdered for when you were a kid. You're like, you got, like, proper, you know, like, five-a-side nets. You got football nets for playing, like, five, like, metal ones. You got a fucking quad, got a pool table, like, a real fucking pool table. All this shit. Just crazy, crazy shit. And you're like, you're crying over a, because your sister got a watch. You can't even tell the fucking time. You fucking idiot. So it makes children, like, spoiled. That is spoiled behaviour if you're crying that you didn't get a watch, even though you've a mountain of shite there. Also, it's weird that it sort of happens once a year. It's like, oh, if you be good, if you be well behaved, you can have whatever you ask for on a fucking list on the 25th of December. I don't really think that's the fucking the way to be either. I mean, I've been down at Godfrey Mooring's house for Christmas. You know, it's probably none of my business. Shouldn't be divulging it on a podcast. But, you know, I remember being down one year and, like, there's four girls and, like, two of them got an iPad and the other ones didn't. And it's like, I don't know how, you know, if I don't know how that works where none of them seem to really. No one's like, why did they get a fucking iPad and I didn't? There's none of that shit. Because they sort of, I don't know whether it's. The values of Christmas is sort of not really to do with who got what and gifts and everything. I was like, oh my god, I got that and I got something else and whatever. I could probably take that if I needed it. You know, it's all good. Whereas I feel like even if it was at my house with me and my sister and I got a fucking iPad, she'd be like, where's my fucking iPad? But yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know. I don't know. You're better. It's probably better just to have, like, one thing that you want. I mean, this is why you have to get your kids into shit, you know what I mean? You know, there's plenty of Christmases where if you bought me a football, I didn't give a fuck what else was there. You know what I mean? Saying the guy who hasn't watched a football match in forever, but, like, you know, if you were into certain shit, you would just be like, yes! You know, get into skateboarding. Oh, I got your new skateboard. Amazing. Fucking amazing. See you later. I'm away out all fucking day. Whereas now it's like, well, here's your PlayStation that you're just going to bend the old one and play the new one now. And here's some clothes that you have no idea how much they cost. You know, stupid shit like that. Kids being like, I think it's bad because children don't know the value of money yet. And that's rich coming from me who spends money like I'm fucking, like fucking Jay-Z with 20 quid. But you could buy all this shit for a kid and they don't realise that, like, oh, that cost like fucking $2,000 for all those presents. They don't understand what $2,000 is. They don't understand how much work goes into earning $2,000. They're just like, oh, cheers. I'm going to play this PlayStation. Oh, do you not want to play with the bike? What bike? Ah, fuck the bike, you silly bitch. Who rides bikes? Pack of fucking assholes. So, yeah, I think it's bad for everybody involved. You know, what you would do is you would say, if they ask for something, and then you go, no, you can't get that, it's too expensive. And then you actually lie to them and you do get it. That's how you do it. Edward Dawson, do you know Lee Geddes from Banbridge? Nope. James T. Kirk, gift idea for my missus, under a tenner, not a dildo, go. Mate, fucking fair play to you if you can get a dildo for under a tenner. I'm going to look that up right now. Don't play games with me, you son of a bitch. Let me type this in. Dildos, right? Dildo. And then I'm going to go shopping. Right. £13.99, £13.99, £18.99, £249 Extra large stainless steel dildo. Who the f... Just, you may go out to your fucking Clio and shove the fucking gear stick up your hoop. Because that's what it looks like. Why is that so dear? Why? Does it feel good if it's like metal or what the fuck? £89, £89, £25.99, £19.99, £54. Jesus wept. Extra large realistic dildo with 10.5 inch girth. Holy fuck. What the fuck width is that? Hey, do you want to prolapse your whole fucking liver? Stick this up your twat. Do you want to be able to flip a pancake in your vagina? Get this. Who's into that? Snapchat me if you're into just having your fanny blown out like there's a rugby ball in it. Well, I'll tell you something. James, was that his name? You can't get a dildo for under a fucking tenner from what I can see, so... Unlucky boy. Let's do two more of these Twitter questions that have just popped up. Get us old sport. Back when you were in Derry alumnus, do you recall a young chap known as the Monster? No, I don't. No, I didn't. Sorry about that, Peter. Have you ever been knocked out or knocked anyone out during an MMA bout? Are you in the heavyweight category? I've never been in an MMA bout, so I've never knocked anyone out like that. I think I ran into a guy in rugby, wasn't too well after a couple of times actually. Just ran into people and they were just lying on their back snoring for a couple of seconds. I think that's a knockout. But never really in a fight. I've never been knocked out. I was in a car crash where I hit the windscreen at about fucking 30 mile an hour and that couldn't knock me out. So good old Geddes pig neck. So no, and heavyweight, absolutely. I'd probably have to lose weight to get into the fucking heavyweights in UFC. Not in a Brock Lesnar way, more in a stop eating cake on the toilet, you fat shit. Lewis McClenahan. How many different names for an arse can you name in 10 seconds? Shitter. Dumper. Fudge Canyon. I don't know, I would love to just sit down and write a fucking page out though. I mean, go through any Bestie McD video and there's like 500 versions of that shit. Damien Mulgrave, head coach at SBG Belfast. Up in this bitch. Aldo getting the belt. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I actually don't think he would even be happy with that, you know. He'll not be too keen. And I mean, I'm sure he'll take the belt, but... If you were to say to him, do you want the belt or do you want to fight McGregor for no belt? He'd probably fight McGregor. Marty Goodall, worst Christmas song. Oh, Jesus. Probably just that, hear it, so here it is, Merry Christmas one.
So here it is, Merry Christmas, bad, 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 bad.
There's a vibe to that which just makes me want to fucking just blow my brains out in the middle of fucking... Tesco's when you're trying to do your Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. Final question from Stuart Allen. Good lad. Pubes for teeth or teeth for pubes? Definitely teeth for pubes. You don't want to be the guy with a beard coming out of his fucking mouth. That would be disgusting. So definitely just stick some teeth around my pubes. Unless you're thinking like your whole body... Anywhere you have hair is pubes. In which case, you know, let's face it, would be right up your shitter too, but... yeah, I think it would be funnier just to have a pile of teeth. It would look like a dick was coming out of a shark's mouth. If you had teeth all around where your pubes were supposed to be. Let me see, got some Snapchats. I did a joke there saying, like, send me pictures of dicks, and I bet this is just a pile of dicks. Oh, guy drew a dick on his knee.
And people just send me pictures of chickens. There you go, guys. That's the mental state of most of my Snapchat followers. Follow me on Snapchat, guys. It's getting big.
I think that pretty much brings us to the end of the podcast there. This will be up early, hopefully, and you can enjoy it in work. Definitely don't listen to it in your spare time, you know. Play it in your ear while you're at work and you're not, and your boss is like, we need to get these things finished by such and such. No, and you're like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to go take a shit after I listen to this, you fucking idiot. They have to be done by... No, they don't. Nothing has to be anything, you know. So many jobs I did when I was younger that I, in hindsight, should have just fucking went, aye, whatever, I just walked out on. Just get loads of jobs, you know what I mean? Work somewhere for 2 months, leave, work somewhere else, work somewhere, just get loads of jobs. Fuck it.
Your figures aren't up to where they should.
Listen, Glenn, suck my dick, alright?
You need to be selling insurance for these TVs.
No, I don't. I sold fucking 100 TVs this month. I don't need to sell fucking, you know, the money's in the till. Get the fuck out of my life. But anyway, I think that brings us to the end of the podcast, guys. That was probably a load of rambling, berry tea fueled shite there. Our podcast is, of course, sponsored by Beer 52. I'll mention that one more time. Get it followed on all the Instagrams. And check out their beers. And you can subscribe with the code BANTER10. Get £10 off your box of beer straight to the door. Free magazine, free snacks. Fucking outrageous, bro. Of course, some of the gigs coming up. Lavery's is on the 7th. We have Teresa Livingstone. She has been all over the fucking place recently. If you were at the Blame Game live at the waterfront, she did the warm up. Everyone loved it. She's going to headline and Mickey Bartlett's going to MC. I might do a spot and we might have someone else do a spot. So that's on the 7th. And then the 21st of December is, of course, the Comedians Christmas Do. Up in this bitch where there's going to be a pile of comedians and a pile of drinking. If I'm still drinking at that point, I might just not bother my hole. So that's about it, really. 29th of December, I'm playing Bogans in Oma, which is funny because it's one of those places where people probably are like, why are you playing a small bar in a small town? And I'll tell you why. Because the guy that ran Daly's Comedy Club, Connor Keyes, is in charge of it. And Daly's Comedy Club had to shut down because the bar basically closed. So they moved the odd comedy night now to Bogans, which is just down the street in Oma. So it's always a good spot to go to. The theatre are a nightmare to deal with. So I'd rather just go to the fucking bar and do a gig, you know, to the people, the real people. Get to hang out with my friends, drink some beer, and that's it. You know, they're about all the gigs that I know of coming up right about now. Blankster brother. And that's it. Follow me on Snapchat, generalbanter.com. You know, keep your fucking eyes out for it. Follow General Banter on the old Facebook and we'll get some content flying out. Alright, motherfuckers. I'll speak to yous next week. Peace.